KR Mobile.
VWA, W4DJW. You still there, Steve?
VWA. On the air. What's happening, Dave?
Club meeting tonight at 7 p.m. is what's happening. You gonna be there?
Oh, shoot. First Monday. Good Lord, that's right. Okay. Alright, I got a little thing going with a probate court deal that I gotta prep for. There's a chance I may make it. Just depends on what time I get done with that. What time does the meeting start? 7?
7 p.m., 640 Grove Road, across from the hospital over there in Greenville.
Familiar with where? I've been several times. Okay. Well, I'm glad you reminded me. Man, that crept up on me. I got so much junk going this month. Can you still hear me?
I can. It does creep on you pretty quick when it's the second day of the month, Monday. When Monday is already here on the second day of the month, yeah, it crept up on me pretty quick too. That's why I pinged you to see if you could see if you knew about it.
Completely forgotten about it. I spoke to Spectrum. I didn't speak to them. But I did an online claim thing, and I don't know if they're going to warranty it or not, but they've already sent me back all the necessary documentation to send the little bird back up there, so I'm going to try to get it sent off today.
Well, hopefully they will. And then you can just build something like a Bloody Wonder or something. Something. I mean, if you want something that small.
Wonder's so fast. Man, that thing's quick. But you know what? Hey, I just need to get used to some speed. I was really proud of the way that mall did yesterday.
Did you get the video I sent you?
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Yes, sir. I was just trying to rack the brain with all the stuff I got going. Trying to remember what I wanted to ask you now. It comes up and asks for a Facebook membership and password.
Well, you're a friend of mine on Facebook, so you've got it already. I mean, it's your, I guess that's you. It says it's you.
Yeah, it is. But how do I get over to it?
I don't know. I just click on it. You don't know your login for Facebook?
Automatic. I'll just have to go back to one of my little archives and see where I've got that password at. What I probably need to do is just go to my main computer where I've got the Facebook on it and try to do it on there. Yeah, that's the ticket. I'll go from there. All right. Well, so what's going on, big guy? It's in the middle of the workday. What are you doing loose?
I'll explain that to you at the club meeting. That's an incentive for you to go to the club meeting. When you do get to that video, you're going to find out that the little spark just can't keep up with that mall. It just can't. So you got me going around in circles, and I'm doing circles that are about a quarter the size of your circles. So it gets to where it's a tiny, tiny little speck. It gets to where it's a tiny little speck on the screen. And then you come into focus and you go back out. That's a tiny little speck. So what I need to do is put a camera on the Bloody Wonder. Bloody Wonder will be able to keep up with you.
Hey, we may have to try that. But I'll tell you what, isn't my Phantom 2 Pro faster than the Matic?
That depends on what all you've done to it. If you've just left it stock, then probably not. Because mine will do 35 miles an hour, but you're doing about 60 or 70 when you're at a third to a half throttle. So you're blowing away 35 miles an hour. You're blowing right through it. You're doubling that easy. And if you were to put power on, go in a power dive, you could probably hit 90 miles an hour. kind of like mine was doing the other day, 89, straight and level and 127 on a power dive.
I thought of it being that fast because I'm not even approaching. I'm staying at about 60% or less on the throttle, man. Shoot, I imagine what that thing would do wide open and straight and level.
Yeah, well, you don't have any friction. It's not like a car with tires on the road that you've got to overcome. All you got is air. That's the only thing. But anyway, it's good. I mean, it's good enough to be able to tell what's going on, but it's nothing like when, what's the guy's name? Tracy? The guy that had the FPV, the DJI FPV racer. What was his name? Travis?
Yeah, and he was good with that thing too. You know what?
Yeah, well, that thing will do 100 miles an hour. That's what you need. Bloody Wonder will do 100 miles an hour, too. So that's what you need, is something that can catch up really quick to you. All right, I got to be able to go faster than 60 or 70 to catch up to you in the turn. And I've got to lag behind you in the turn so that we don't run into each other. You're gonna see in a place in there I cut across in front of you to get you as you went by. And I didn't get very far across in front of you when you went by. We nearly had a midair.
I was concentrating on the plane. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, listen, did you get the landing?
I think I got one of the two landings. One of them, I spun around and I was waiting for you to come out from under. So when you go underneath of me, I spun it around 180 degrees and then look down and wait for you to come out from underneath me going in the other direction. That's the habit that I got into while I was trying to learn how to, you know, stay focused on you. Instead of me trying to follow you, I just cut across and get in front of you and then film you going underneath of me, spin around and film you coming back out the other side. Well, when I tried to film you coming back out the other side, you had landed. So when I looked down, you were already on the ground.
I'm headed back to the house. I got out real early this morning, out being a dirty, rotten capitalist as usual, which is going to have to come to a screeching halt pretty soon. Probably at about middle of September, I'm gonna start drawing it down to where I'm just very limited. May not even sell any new stuff or used stuff for that matter. But I gotta get my time under control. I'm supposed to be taking it easy and retired, man.
Amy, now we're just downstairs a little while ago talking about that the price of housing has gone up so much. That if you look at what your house is worth now compared to what it was 20 years ago, it's worth that plus retirement savings, plus IRAs, plus all the different things coming this way. We were thinking about selling it all off, moving down to Beaufort, and her read books and me fly airplanes, and we'll be done. We'll call it done.
I'm gonna tell you what, unless you get out away from Hunting Island and away from Port Royal, and you get away from the coast, you can't afford it down there right now. I'm telling you, you can't afford it.
Beaufort's where we got married. I figured we could find a place down there maybe that wasn't too expensive. I don't know. Well, I mean, but I guess if you get close to the water, it doesn't matter. It's going to be expensive, right?
Right as the lumber was going up, housing prices were going up. Because I was actually thinking about trying to speculate on one because I saw what was coming. But let me tell you what. 1,400 square feet, quarter acre lot in Port Royal, half mil.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. I wouldn't go for anything like that. But I keep looking. I asked her about the other coast, the West Coast. She's not interested in that. She lived out there for a few months one time. And when the second earthquake hit, she was on an airplane back to the East Coast. She won't have anything to do with the West Coast.
Man, I tell you what. Well, not only that, but, you know, the whole left coast, you know that old joke that the whole left coast is just like cereal, right?
I don't know. I'd like to be around the redwood trees of Northern California, the ones that you can drive a car through the trunk of the tree, right up in that area. I don't know that I want to be where it rains all the time in Seattle, and the cold water on in the ocean. I like to go out in the ocean. I like warm water, but I like blue water too. I don't like mucky water like you get at Myrtle Beach and that, you know, the brown stuff. I'm not interested in that.
KN4WA. Well, let me just make a suggestion then. If you want crystal blue water, and you can still somewhat find reasonable pricing along the Gulf Coast. Get away from Destin, along Alabama. There's some nice beaches along Alabama and Mississippi and down in that area. And it's just beautiful along the Gulf Coast. And the water, if you've ever been down to Destin, man, the water is just, you know, you get up to your chest and look down and you can still see your feet.
There was a guy that went to high school with us. His name was Stuart. I can't remember his last name. But he moved to Belize, and he was sending pictures back from Belize that were just unreal. It was beautiful, beautiful down there. Have you ever been there?
I've done the Caribbean, but I have not done the, I forgot what they call that area. It's not, well, anyhow, it's around Cancun, Belize, all down the Gulf Coast, along Central and South America. From what I understand, it's just absolutely gorgeous, beautiful. But something that you got to consider for that area is the political instability.
Recognizing Tom. Yeah, that's what happened to Stuart. Do you know the Stuart that I'm talking about? I don't think he's among the living anymore. Go ahead, Tom.
The kids just got back from Aruba, and they said no problems whatsoever, and it's a magnificent place, and the water's clear blue. And it was a pretty reasonable day. You just had to be checked for COVID before you come back into the United States. Also, if you're looking for beautiful redwood forests up by Santa Cruz, and the Henry Cowell Redwood Forest, I've been there and done that. Absolutely beautiful, and got those big, I don't know how tall they were, 250-foot trees or so.
I was letting this go around in circles. It was me, Tom, and you. I've only seen pictures of those. I can't remember the name of it. There's a wine trail that Napa Valley wine train up through the coast of California. And that was nice. That was a really nice ride. I guess it was nice because we were sampling wine the whole time. By the time you got done, anything would have been nice. But it was beautiful up there. I'd like to see those too. But Steve, do you remember the guy whose name was Stuart? I can't remember if it was first name or last name. I think he got in trouble here, and he ran to Belize to get away. But I think something happened to him. I think whatever trouble he caused up here followed him down there. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't recall. I remember a couple of Stuarts between your class and mine. Do you remember his physical attributes? Was he a tall, skinny boy? Kind of sandy blonde hair?
No, he was more of a bouncer type.
Who I'm thinking of. No, I don't recall. And I see, you know what you've done here? You're going to make me go get into my annuals and go back through and see if I can spot some Stuarts. Now, you should be ashamed. Now, I tell you what. I started to take Sue down into those areas once or twice. And I actually made reservations one time, and I shifted the reservations back to the Gulf Coast of Florida because we make the reservations like 5 months in advance, and within 2 months after I made the reservation, it was issued a travel advisory in that area. You know, just one thing after another. So if you're planning on going somewhere like that, make sure I don't make any reservations because I'll kill it.
Okay, I found his Facebook page. His name is Stuart Rogers, and he is deceased because Julia Ogle, you probably remember her from high school, she told him, she sent him a Facebook message, said, "Miss you, Stuart. Hope there's football in heaven. Happy birthday." So that was on September the 20th, 2018. So, yeah, but his Facebook page is still there, and it's a picture of the water in Belize.
Well, I do not remember him, per se. Was he in your class?
I think he was in my class, or he was a class ahead of me. He's probably between our classes. But, you know, there was a lot of overlap. People didn't pay much attention to what class you were in at Eastside.
One of the things I enjoyed. I mean, you know, I had friends from freshman class all the way up through, you know, seniors, even when I was just a sophomore. So anyhow, yeah, now I'm going to have to go and look him up. Stuart Rogers. And I'll see if I recognize the face. So, well, Tom, what are you up to today, buddy?
Oh, just a normal Aldi's and Publix, and I went and bought some rear brakes for the Avalon. I had the front ones changed the other day. My neighbor changed them. And so I just got these for whenever he feels like doing it when it cools off. And we had some friends just get back from the Dominican Republic, Dave, and it's like warning level 5 or something about the COVID, but they said everybody there was extremely cautious about wearing a mask and cleaning things, like when you went to the restaurants and that, and all of them were overly courteous. As to the water, I don't know, but I assume that it might be all right. You never know. I know the water in the Philippines was black, but the water on Wake Island and Midway was good, but I doubt if you can go there. It looked like the Blue Lagoon. I mean, it was gorgeous over there. Hawaii was nice. I might also add that Clearwater is a wonderful place to visit at the right time in Florida. Went there for Amy's birthday and their 10th anniversary. But I'm going to run on in, gentlemen, let you reminisce about your high school friends and such, and maybe get some mass consumables. I'm starting to get hungry. Send it over to you, Dave, W4DJW, N0TR. I'll be clear on you guys' finals.
All right, Tom, well, enjoy the day. Don't get too hot outside. I went out there and cut grass a little while ago. It was relatively nice. But I think it rained last night. It was kind of still damp. I was hoping it would be dry by about 1 o'clock. But anyway, good talking to you. And Steve, it looks like his last post was sometime in 2017. So he must have passed away in 2017. And it wasn't due to, you know, it wasn't like natural, you know, getting old or anything like that, cancer or anything. It wasn't any of that. I think it was, I think he, because he was very vocal. I think you'll recognize him when you see his face. Take care, Tom. Good talking to you. Over to you, Steve, W4DJW.
Highway 9 on 85 coming back in from Gaffney. And I've been out since about 7 o'clock this morning working. And I'm going back in, and I'm going to enjoy some hair conditioning. And look this fella up on the in the annual and see if I don't recognize him. Yeah, hey, is anybody, what's the agenda at the meeting tonight?
Probably all of this, everything that we haven't been able to do because of COVID for the last year. I think everything's opening back up, and we're probably going to get, I think officers too, club officers are going to be on the agenda. So it'll be a good one to attend. It's the first one that will be in person since COVID.
I thought y'all met last month. Last month, because I missed it last month. I couldn't make it. And I thought you were face-to-face last month.
It might have been. I was thinking that was over the Zoom. But I don't know. I could, time goes by so quick. I could probably be wrong. But Anyway, this is the first time they had me change the announcement so that they could announce it over the air, over the repeater. So that's why I'm thinking it's the first one. But I could be wrong.
Well, I'll try to make it down tonight. Let's see. There was one other thing I was going to ask you. It popped into my head, popped back out. So, you know, hey, I'm 65 now, so, you know, get over it. Well, so apparently you're not working today.
Yeah, I'm working a little. I'm here. I'm available if needed. Did you ever do an inventory of all of your Bloody Wonder parts to see if you had enough to build one?
It's on the agenda.
Okay, well, check it out and let me know. I've got lots of parts. You don't have to have the latest of everything to make one work. During all that rain yesterday out of the field, a couple of my both fins, both vertical fins, are now warped to the side the rain was coming in on when it was sitting on the table before I could get it out of the rain. So I got to cut them off and put new ones on. That thing just can't handle any moisture at all.
Remember Saturday Night Live when they used to have Mr. Bill? Oh, no, Mr. Bill. Well, that's one. Hey, you think you could just put a clear coat on it?
I don't know. I was thinking about something like that. You wouldn't want it to get too heavy, though, because then it would be a mess. Looks like somebody put a meeting on the calendar, and it starts right now, so I'm going to have to hang up and get back with you. But anyway, I hope to see you at the meeting tonight. KN4VWA, W4DJW.
KN4VWA. I'll do my best to make it tonight, big guy. I'll talk to